This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photographic studio. If you would like to see more, go to photosimile.com. That's PHOTOSIMILIE.com. Also, the team here at WS Radio Network is very excited because now we're able to offer you special offers, discounts, and prizes. We have something for everyone. All you need to do is to log on to clubwsradio.com. While you are there, feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter. Of course, your email address is sacred to us, and it will not be sold or used by third parties. And again, that's clubwsradio.com. Like it sounds, join the club. It's free. Join the adventure as Emmy awarded host Jeffrey Lehman is actually on our show, but he takes you to incredible scenic destinations throughout North America and the world in the award-winning Weekend Explorer television series. Each episode is shot in state-of-the-art high definition and features a unique destination and searches out that area's best-kept secrets as well as exploring traditional landmarks. Today we're going to talk to Jeffrey. He's in the studio. We're going to find out what are some of the best photographic areas that are on those or at those landmarks. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey, and give us some of your secret spots.
Oh, there are a lot of great secret spots. Some of the places we go are just amazing. I mean, honestly, just recently we got back from Glacier National Park. If you want to go shoot some fantastic wildlife, Glacier National Park's a place to do it. And this is a real secret, and people have not heard about it much, but the National Bison Range, which is only, I think, an hour's drive south, a lot of people say we see more wild animals there than we do at Glacier National Park. And the reason being is that it's old prairie. It's original prairie. There's almost none of that left. Almost all of what we call prairie today that we see prairie has actually been plowed before. This is wild prairie that's never been plowed, and there are bison there. We saw bears there. There's all sorts of animals. I mean, you cannot get out on there. And it's a 6-mile drive, and it's set up. It's a one-way road. It's set up for photographers. There's little pullouts to take shots, and it's just an amazing. And that's just a real amazing little tip and secret. But right in that area, that glacier country is just spectacular. Now, that's here in the U.S. If we're going to go international, I got back from – I was in Fiji in September. That's a beautiful place to go. But here's a little tip. A lot of people think of Taiwan as kind of this industrial country, and we think usually of industrial countries as gray and not something that's that beautiful to shoot. Taiwan is spectacular. I mean, every single moment that you turn the corner, you're seeing something else you want to take a picture of. They have just thousands. I mean, they're not that big of a country, and they have thousands and thousands of temples. I mean, every block has a temple, and it's just numbing. It's just so spectacular. You just won't even believe it. And then, you know, you think, oh, this isn't a city. No, there are wild places in Taiwan and beautiful temples that overlook spectacular ocean scenery and islands and stuff like that. So those are some of my tips. There's some beautiful.
Some of them are really old too. I mean, those temples over there are ancient.
Oh, ancient. And you know, here's another little tip too, for photographers when you're talking about travel. A lot of times when we travel, we think, oh, June, July, August. Well, sometimes, you know, that's not the best time to go. I often preach, you know, because it's cheaper, never mind a lot of other reasons I'm just about to go into, to go in the off season. And one of the great off seasons is November. So you think of one of the most spectacularly beautiful shows we ever shot was in Britain. We went to both Wales and then Windermere, which is the Lake District, and it's where Peter Rabbit was written and such. But the spectacular thing about that is in the fall, you either have beautiful leaves or the leaves have fallen off the trees and you get much broader vistas than you would otherwise. Another thing is, too, is they have these in a couple of different places there, they have these antique trains that are just beautiful. And they're these little half trains that used to run coal and stuff like that. And now they're made for tourists. But, I mean, they have these beautiful colors and such. And in the fall, when it's cold, it's actually pumping out this spectacular steam and stuff like that that doesn't get pumped out in the summertime because, you know, the dew point's different. So it's just, you have to think about those kind of things. Another thing too is you go to these, pubs. Well, you always, if you travel in the summer in Europe, you'll see these fireplaces that they have in these quaint little pubs, and they always have the covers on them. But in the fall, it's starting to get a little bit colder at night. They pull those things off. And so you have these spectacular ambience and stuff like that in lighting and also in mood for just your own enjoyment. So, thinking of these kind of off times is something. Sometimes a good way to go.
Well, I want to thank you for providing us with some photographs. You can go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and take a look at some of the photographs that Jeffrey has corrected me on. Are these, what did you call these?
These are
screen captures?
They're frame captures from high definition. Now, when we used to shoot in standard definition, we were one of the very, very early adapters. Panasonic's always been a great supporter of our series, and they got us into high definition way early, and it's just spectacular that we can actually grab a frame, because when we used to shoot in standard definition, the resolution just wasn't there. You can't really blow it up. You can't, but high definition, totally different things. You know, you're talking about 10 times or more the resolution. It's like when people see it in real life in high definition, as most or a number of people have at this point, they always say, oh, it looks like 3D. And so a lot of the images that we have here on this website are actual frame captures. There's a couple that you'll see shot in the perpendicular direction mm-hmm. that we shot actually with a still camera. And then there's one that's underwater that I shot with my Nikonis.
Now, you give us a little history of Jeffrey Lehman and photography. I know you like traditional photography because you came to one of my classes. But what did you start with, and how did you move into videography?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I've always had a fascination for photography, and it's interesting because you think of like a filmmaker, and so he's a good photographer and stuff like that. And one of the interesting things that we found in this 1080i high definition is that you shoot differently when you shoot on camera because you're thinking more of the flow of the motion versus one single image. But I started really early. I mean, when I was 11 years old, I was kind of given a little Instamatic. And my family used to always tease me. My mother is a great photographer. I didn't, you know, as a kid, you don't realize that. And my dad was a great an artist that drew things by hand. So I had some great background that I didn't realize I had until I was about 17, 18 and kind of got out in the world a little bit more. But the minute they put one of the Instamatics in my hand, I was really into framing. And one of the things that I find in still photography and also in videography, high definition, and filmmaking is that there's kind of two innate skills or two really important skill sets. And that one is the technical side, you know, getting all the exposure right, getting the focus right, and all that kind of stuff. And the other one that's huge, of course, is composure and composition. So, composition is really what I meant to say. But when I was a kid, here I was, even though I had an Instamatic, and I was working on the composition, and I would always try to get to that exact perfect angle to get it right. And I know that everyone that's listening to this show is way beyond anything that I can tell them, but you know, the one tip that I give to people all the time when we're out on the road and they're talking to us, because we'll go to travel trade shows and stuff like that, and photography is such a big thing that I end up talking about it a lot, is that don't stand there and take a picture from eye level. It's just so done, and it's get a different angle. Try something that's a little wacky. Get up close, you know, and that kind of things. I know those are real basic for your type of listener, but I started that very early. And then I was the head photographer of my yearbook and all of that, and I kind of fell out of taking still pictures for a while as I learned television and I was doing everything with a camera. And really, to be quite honest, it's only been in the last year that I've started to pick up that still camera again and really get back into it.
Wow. Well, the video part of it, how does one compare to – I mean, how did you go from still photography into video? What was it that inspired you to begin to do video? And then how did you how do you make such terrific – I mean, you won an Emmy. I mean, what do you do different?
Well, you know, a little bit. The Emmy's a little embarrassing for me in an odd sense because it's actually for my performance as host. But the interesting thing, we've won a number of other awards, a number of tallies and
stuff
like that.
And you're not proud of it. I see you have it in your hand. Thanks for bringing it to the studio today. No.
Well, it's really funny because I won the Emmy and, one of my friends, that is, up at the Visitors Bureau in Mammoth, you know, here it was 6 months later and she knew, of course, that I had won the Emmy and all the rest. And nothing in any of our marketing materials said Emmy anything, you know. And she says, "What is wrong with you?"
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, it's just like
marketing
not my exactly. And she says, "From now on, every time you say your name, I want to hear Emmy every time, you know."
There you go.
So it's kind of, back to the question of like how I got started. Actually, in high school, I did the morning announcements, so I kind of feel a little natural here in this booth because every morning I would do the announcements for the school, and I was also the MC for our different when we had any kind of
public events.
Right, any kind
like
of public
that,
events.
Yeah.
I was always the MC
sure.
for it, you know, the football games and stuff. And then also there was a radio station in town when we were all AM. I hate to say I'm that old, but when we were all AM, it was called 13K. And every Friday night I would call in and I would give the high school, I thought it was so important, the high school football numbers for the night, you know,
that was my
intro. Yeah. But
Hang on to that thought. We're going to come back in a minute. We're talking with Emmy Award winning Jeffrey Lehman, who has the Weekend Explorer television series on PBS. And you're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to entrepreneur.com. That's entrepreneur.com. If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots, or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 film processing at Chrome Digital. That's ChromeDigital.com. And we are speaking with Emmy Award-winning Jeffrey Lehman, who has the Weekend Explorer television series. And Jeffrey, you were telling us a little bit about your experience as a videographer.
Yes, well, and how I got into it. But basically, I was always interested in photography. I had done this stuff in high school, being the yearbook photographer. And then also, I was doing kind of this, morning announcements and my little teeny radio gig on Friday evenings. So at any rate, then I went to college and became an engineer and totally forgot, all of this past stuff that I had done. Literally within a couple of months of me starting working as an engineer, I went in and volunteered at a local public access station that my dad, who was a school teacher, helped found in Del Mar. And literally, I took a little class, and I absolutely fell in love with it, and I've absolutely been in love with it ever
since. The rest
since.
Is history, and now you've got that big trophy you carry around with
That's
you everywhere.
Right. Absolutely.
Listen, we have a friend of the show who's our photo editor, Mr. Jim Motke, who I'm sure has been listening in and probably has a question for you. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And,
nice to meet you, Jeffrey.
Nice to meet you as well.
So, yeah, I was just wondering, I love the pictures on the site that you have on Photo Mall. And Jack was talking about, an interest in still photography. What do you like best and why? What do you find as your main thing, the thing that really gets you going between digital, still and video?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. When you're shooting video, you're trying to, there's so many more things coming in. There's sound and there's motion and there's all these other things. When you're shooting still photography, I find that you have to be, there's this huge talent, and skill set that you need for videography. And I find very different with still photography because you've got to capture it all in a quiet, you know, there's no sound. There's all these other things that you get in videography that you don't have, and you've got it captured in one picture. And I find it a huge challenge. And so I think that that's what attracts me to still photography is now that I'm coming back to it, I'm really challenged by being able to capture, and of course it's impossible, but to the best of my ability, capture in a single frame what we capture at 30 frames per second over a half an hour in our videography.
Yes, absolutely. It's an amazingly different art, and many people think that they're the same, but I have the utmost respect for videographers because some of the challenges that you mentioned, you know, sound being a big one. But
in fact, well, it's amazing because you need to focus on so many things. There's pacing and sound is such a huge, it's like sound doesn't matter until it's not good. I mean, as long as it's perfect, it doesn't matter at all, right? And that's the key, because the moment there's any bad audio at all, it comes right to the forefront. Anybody, it doesn't matter how inexperienced, even if you're watching TV for the first time, you'll notice sound immediately if it's not right. So what you say is absolutely correct. There's a lot of different avenues there you got to watch and video. But
yeah, what if the phrase is something like sound is like 70% of what you hear, I mean what you see?
Exactly. Oh, and it is. Oh, you're so right.
What kind of camera do you like for your still shots?
You know, I
you said Panasonic for video, right?
Well, no. That's the equipment that we're using. You kind of pick your, you choose your weapon for whatever it is you want to shoot.
Okay.
And I'm still feeling my way through this new. I'm just believe it or not, in the last 6-7 months, gone into digital. So I'd hate to throw it out there, but one of the things that I really have moved to, because I travel so much and the equipment is heavy, and I'm very limited on what I can take in still photography because we have all this big heavy camera equipment, is that I've kind of moved to the Nikon line because I can interchange the lenses between different camera bodies. And another thing that I do too is that my electronics have shut down a number of times when we're in hot, humid areas, like when we were in Hong Kong and places like that. So I always have a mechanical, one of those 20-year-old bodies is stuffed away in my bag somewhere. So if the electronics goes down because of a high, hot humidity, which does happen, I always have that as a backup. And of course, if you accidentally drop something in the water.
Well, I'm sorry to say this is we got to end this segment here, but you're invited back anytime, Jeffrey. Great interview. I really enjoyed it.
I'd love to come back, and I just wanted to mention, since we haven't yet, is our show's on PBS, so watch for us on PBS.
Okay, we'll do that. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home.
Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Introducing nomorewebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At nomorewebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want nomorewebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates, and at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's packmail.com.
If you have a business that ships products, you're probably paying way too much for your shipping and packaging supplies, even if you're buying from major retail stores. Check out eSupplyStore.com if you want to dramatically lower your costs. How much lower? Well, many of our customers are paying only half of what they were paying at the major retail stores. Plus, we've got fast delivery. How fast? If you order before noon Eastern Time, your order is shipped the same day. We use common carriers that deliver right to your door, so you never have to run out to buy your shipping and packaging supplies again. And since we're an internet company, everything from ordering, tracking, and customer support can be done online, making it convenient for you. Best of all, your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. So to get the low prices, fast delivery, and friendly service, go to eSupplyStore.com. That's the letter E, supplystore.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com, home of the deflector. For great product pictures in a snap, go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpIcs.com. The next segment of the show is Daniel Grotta and Sally Wiener Grotta. They are editors for PC Magazine. They have a new book out, PC Magazine's Digital SLR Photography Solutions. But before we go to them, let's stand by for news.
Photo news brought to you by PR Newswire. TriScape Inc. released a new edition of its FX Photo Photography software for the digital scrapbooking market. FX Photo Creative Edition provides a blend of photo organization, editing, and layout capabilities with all the tools needed for creating scrapbook pages digitally. It is designed to be easy to use while providing advanced creativity tools. FX Photo Creative comes with a selection of 10 digital kits and hundreds of backgrounds from top designers and supports virtually all digital scrapbooking kits from third parties. Sanyo's pocket-sized X-Acti HD1 high-definition digital media camera received a prestigious CNET Best of Consumer Electronics Show Award in the digital photo and video category. The Sanyo X-Acti HD1 high-definition digital media camera is designed to record both 720p high-definition video and 5.1 megapixel digital still images to a standard SD flash memory card. The HD1 features a 10x optical zoom lens, 2.2-inch OLED organic light-emitting diode display, 16x9 native widescreen format, rapid continuous shooting, anti-shake digital image stabilization, and can record up to 21 minutes of high-definition content per gigabyte of memory. PSA DNA Authentication Services, a division of Collectors Universe, will offer authentication services for photographs given the growing demand by collectors and dealers for sports photographs. PSA DNA will formally launch its photograph authentication service in a few weeks. Photographs will be certified by PSA DNA using a new classification system based on determining the photograph's originality or reproduction, development process, and publication date as detailed in a new book, A Portrait of Baseball Photography.
That was the news by PR Newswire, and next we have Daniel Grotta. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
And Sally Wiener Grotta. Hi, Sally.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Welcome to the show. We're always happy to have you guys back because you're so informed about all of the things that are happening in our world of photography. And I know you guys recently went to the CES show. What can you tell us about new and exciting things that you found at CES? Sally, why don't you start?
Well, of course, there was that big launch of the new Kodak camera that was quite interesting because they have a strange workaround about the problem that we don't really get wide-angle shots with consumer-level digital cameras. They have a two-lens system in which they...
What are the specs on that one?
Yeah. Well, one is a 23-millimeter equivalent lens, which is fairly wide-angle, and the other one is a typical 3-to-1 zoom that most consumer digital cameras has, and it's a 5-megapixel camera, and it has a very competitive price of $399, and that includes a rechargeable battery and a large 2.5-inch LCD viewer.
It has a funny look to it, too. It's really, it's attractive, but it has the two lenses, one on top of the other, like the old-fashioned cameras that we used to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
But basically, it will fashion coordinate with your black iPod.
Yes, definitely.
We're all about fashion nowadays.
And, of course, the whole buzz is about DSLRs right now, which, you know, we'll see a lot more coming after the PMA trade show. But that's where the companies are going because, quite frankly, it's where they can make some money.
Yeah, the trend is definitely there.
Yes.
And it's perfect timing for your new book.
Yes.
Plug, plug, plug.
It'll be out in a couple of months, and it was a lot of fun to do because I got to shoot all the great DSLR cameras out there. I had a blast.
Wow, aren't you fortunate?
Oh, yeah. It got me very much back into my own fine art photography very quickly.
Well, I'm sure. Go ahead, Daniel.
What's great about DSLRs is they range from what you would call entry-level, almost point-and-shoot cameras, around $600, up to $10,000 and more for the pro cameras. So you can really jump in anywhere you feel comfortable financially and experientially, and then you can work your way up. For example, if you're just getting started in photography, you might want to start with a Canon Digital Rebel or a Nikon D50. And then if you become more sophisticated and you want to add more features to it, more better performance, you can move up to a 20D, a Canon 20D or 5D, and a Nikon D100 or D200. And the good thing about that is you don't have to throw away your old camera. You can use it as backup battery.
And, of course, all the accessories, the lenses, the strobes. There's a lot that you can do on these cameras that we couldn't do just 2 years ago. The strobe systems are incredible. The ability to control more than one strobe off your camera, from your camera body, it's just the versatility of it is really exciting. In many cases, I don't set up my studio lights anymore. I just pull a bunch of strobes out.
Wow. You know what? I know Jim Mackey is in the wings here. Jim, you there?
Absolutely. Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hi there.
Nice to see you again, so to speak.
Over the radio.
What, do you have a question there, Jim?
Oh, man, it just sounds like a great show, and it does sound like a lot of fun going through all those DSLRs. You must have just had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well, the difficulty is the show itself is so huge. That, and it's spread out all over Las Vegas, that you have to spend a day in the north complex, and then in the south, and then at the Sands, and audio was at the Alexa Park. So you could sort of pick and choose, but there was no way you could do the entire floor.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I was thinking about this, that to try to sum it up in a nutshell, I really wish I could have gone there, too. It just sounds exciting. I had a semi-related question. I was thinking about you guys the other day, and just this recent news segment, they mentioned a camera with a 10x zoom,
yes,
optical zoom,
mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to ask you, is there a downside to that, even when it's optical?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, there are several downsides. In fact, Samsung has one prosumer camera that has a 15x optical zoom. That's sort of the largest of any of the still digital cameras.
But I can't
now,
shoot it.
The good side is it gives you such a range of a zoom that you can get your telephoto in there. It's great for nature, for sports, for kids. The downside of it is the longer your zoom is, the greater the telephoto, the more shake you're going to have. And fortunately, a number of camera manufacturers have built in what is called image stabilization or anti-shake technology that more or less counterbalances the natural shake that magnification gives. And it allows you to shoot faster than you would if you were just trying to handhold it. And your images will be sharper.
The other problem, of course, is something we've known from our film days. The longer a lens, the slower it tends to be, the less light it's able to bring into the image sensor or the film, so that you do lose a couple of f-stops on that.
Good to know.
And to give you one more sort of downside is the longer the lens is, the heavier it's going to be. And, of course, the more you're going to pay for it.
Hey, we have another question for you. Jeffrey hung out here for a second. Jeffrey?
Yeah, on that digital zoom, are you finding, is that like in photography, in videography, where you're going up to like a 10 dB, are you finding that you're getting a little, it's a little more grainy of a picture?
Well, we never use digital zoom. In fact, we recommend that anybody who has a camera that has that feature, go into the menu and turn it off and leave it off. We're talking about optical zoom. That's the actual glass, the ability of the focal length to give you a certain amount of coverage.
What digital zoom does is that it actually takes the pixels and spreads them apart so that it can actually create image degradation,
mm-hmm.
rather than improvement.
Gotcha.
Excellent. Okay, Jim, you're on.
Back again, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to know, you were talking about the digital SLRs, and you were mentioning that, you know, frankly, the camera manufacturers are enjoying it because they can make more money. But how are sales? Is there a trend in one direction or the other as far as what people are buying?
Well, every category DSLR is selling like gangbusters right now. The manufacturers can't bring them out fast enough, which is a good thing for them because most of the companies have not really made substantial profits in the consumer level digital cameras. In fact, the prices right now and the profit margins have eroded significantly.
See, the problem with consumer digital cameras is once you've bought the camera from the manufacturer, you don't need to buy anything else from them. And
right.
They're so good at this point that you don't really need the newest, every year. With digital SLRs, at least they can sell you accessories. And it's great for the manufacturers, but it's also very good for the photographer because these are wonderful cameras.
Yeah. Oh,
the bottom line is a DSLR is going to give you a higher quality image than a comparable consumer camera, even with the same megapixel count.
No doubt. I'm always recommending them. The only reason why I steer some people away occasionally is if the larger size would keep them from taking that camera with them everywhere they go.
Oh, I always have something in my pocket, a small thing in my pocket.
That's good.
Yeah, a Dimage or a Sony, or Actually, we're using that new codec that just came out at CES.
Yeah, I'm testing it now.
It goes into a pocket very nicely and stays there until you need it.
Oh, they are great.
But quite frankly, just one quick thing.
Sure.
I do not recommend DSLRs to everyone. It does require carrying around a bunch of lenses and stuff. Mm-hmm. Very often the prosumer camera is quite adequate for the typical amateur photographer.
It's certainly much better on the pocketbook.
Yes, it is, and you were mentioning that it is a great thing for photographers, Sally, that, you know, we can get these add-ons, and I wholeheartedly believe that, but I think it's probably not a great thing for our spouses, our bank accounts.
You hit the nail on the head there,
yeah.
Jim.
And especially when you ask them to help carry the camera bags.
Right.
And well, that's guys, male or female spouses, right,
yeah.
Sally?
Yeah, that's for sure. Daniel's very helpful with my camera bags, though, I must admit.
Did you see anything new in the, like, printer arena?
Let's see. In the printer arena?
Well, what's interesting is more and more printer manufacturers are going to what is called dye sublimation printers for their color prints, photo prints. Before, color inkjets sort of dominated the field, but the price has come down significantly on dye subs. They've gone into popular sizes such as 4x6 and 8x10, and they're relatively trouble-free at this point. So we've seen a number of dye sub-printers, whereas last year and the year before, the big buzz, of course, was with photo-quality inkjets.
And I do still find some the top-line photo-quality inkjets to be superb. I have a couple of pictures in an exhibition right now that I printed out on what is considered an old printer now, the Epson 4000, and people are just coming up really close to it to see all the details. They just can't believe how much detail.
Sally, Daniel, we got to run. I could have you guys on forever. Please come back again. Be sure to look for their book, PC Magazine's Digital SLR Photography Solutions, in a bookstore and on Amazon. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com. If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
If you're looking for a professional photo lab to print your valuable pictures, check out ChromeDigital.com. We print photographic prints with special extras you won't get from the huge discount chains. We'll retouch photos and enhance them for you. Just try to get that done at a production line photo service. We even correct technical mistakes to your files that have been improperly formatted. You'd be surprised how often this happens. Plus, it's so easy to send your pictures to our website at ChromeDigital.com. Besides being one of the few professional photo labs in the United States that still specializes in the developing of E6 positive film, we also can take care of your color and black and white negative film needs. And if you ask, we offer you experienced advice plus tips and techniques on how to become a better photographer. Since we have customers from around the world utilizing our services, you know you'll be in good company at ChromeDigital.com. Get the quality your images deserve. Get the best of both worlds. Find out more about us today by going to ChromeDigital.com now.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranchoiceE. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by and for the best photography courses online, betterphoto.com. And I'm using this plug for Jim Motke, who's guest here. Hi, Jim, and we're going to do our show wrap-up. What did you think of our guests today, Joe?
Well, first of all, thank you very much,
Jim,
for that nice plug.
Yeah.
And, what a great show. I mean, it's so fun if we can't get to the shows to hear a sum-up. We talked a lot about digital SLRs, and we ended up spontaneously talking a lot about optical and digital zoom. But what I thought, Jack, is why don't we give all those people who got their first digital SLR for the holiday gift, why don't we give them a treat and tell them how they can spend their money now?
Okay, let's tell them.
What they can do. What can you do with a digital SLR? You know, we kind of hinted about it with Sally and Daniel. And I mean, I think...
And Jeffrey, who's just gotten into it.
Yes, exactly. And I was very happy to hear that Jeffrey... I thought he was going to say that, you know, because of the size travel constraints, he was using a compact digital camera, and that would have been perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I was really happy to hear that he was using an SLR.
Oh, he's listening to you intently. He stuck around. He wants to hear what you have to say.
Absolutely.
Well, it's just such a fantastic system. And some of the things that you can do right off the bat to anyone who got a digital SLR this Christmas is... first of all, you know, lenses are the most obvious thing that you want to get. And the lens that comes with a kit SLR, usually it's the best bargain, but it's a piece of junk. I hate to say it, but it's usually just not that good. So you got to break out that pocketbook. And what I recommend is something in the range of a 28 to 135 or a 28 to 105. as what's called your street zoom.
Okay.
And that, Jack, will get you by in most situations, as you know. And then in addition to that, if you can afford it, complement that lens with something in the range of 75 to 100 on the low end to 300 millimeters as your telephoto zoom. Those two lenses with your SLR camera will make a fantastic kit. And you'll just be able to do so much with it. Now, in addition to those lenses, which will give you the full range of being able to get the wide scene all the way into zooming into, you know, your kids or an animal out in the field, in addition to that, I recommend, highly recommend two filters. And the one most serious hobbyist photographers can guess that I'm going to say is a polarizer.
Polarizer, right.
And, I mean, that's just it's the best kept secret. It's just a great lens.
If you're going to get polarized sunglasses, you better have a polarizer for the lens on your camera.
Yeah, and most people know that you can use a polarizer to, you know, make those skies really blue and those clouds white. However, as a nature photographer, I use the polarizer all the time, even when I'm not pointing at the sky, because it enhances color saturation. The reflections in water on, say, a wet forest floor really dull the colors. When you turn on polarizer, it can just really pump up those colors. Now, the second filter is much less known, and I would say only the most serious hobbyist photographers know about it, and it's called the gradual or split neutral density filter. And this is just a powerhouse.
Okay,
filter.
Jeffrey has a question for you.
Sure.
Well, I'm really happy because I have both of those filters, and those are actually the only two filters that I use. But one of the things I was going to mention is I was off on a fam trip with a bunch of photographers that were shooting for different magazines. I write for Travels Magazine frequently, and they didn't bring their polarizer. They said, hey, I'll put it in Photoshop, and I'll put the polarizing filter effect on there, and you can't see through the water if you use it in post. You don't have the information there. I just thought I'd add that.
That's a great point, Jeffrey. With digital, there is a big thing going around that, oh, hey, I can do that in Photoshop. And it's true to a certain degree. You can tint a photo. You can add certain effects in Photoshop, but you're going to be spending more time in front of the computer, which, unless you're a glutton for punishment, I don't think most of us want to do. B, there are certain things that you just can't do. I highly recommend that you rely on the glass filters for the polarization and the gradual neutral density filter. It's just a...
Photoshop does not fix everything, does it, Jim?
It doesn't fix everything.
Thanks again, Jim. Thanks to all my guests today, Jeffrey Lehman, Sally and Daniel Grotta. This show, the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, is syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.